Well, a lot happening in around these college campuses, ladies and gentlemen. It is taking front and center right now. UCLA, it's been out there all night, 4:30 in the morning there right now. And law enforcement kind of in a standoff with the anti-Israel protesters. Bill Jacobson's been on it from the get-go, the professor, Cornell Law, over in Ithaca. Nice enough to give us a couple this morning. Bill, this has been ongoing since and you were right on it. You were right on it. These are groups, organized groups, that have been solicited in and around the country, doing their thing, creating havocs. It permeated right now to the Long Island area with Stony Brook now, with protesters yesterday and threats of arrest and everything else. You have encampments going on here. Give me your take as far as what has transpired since we last spoke.
Well, the good news is it's out in the open now. Everything I've been saying for years about how protesters are not just anti-Israel, they're anti-American, they're anti-Western, they're anti-capitalism, it's out in the open. Nobody's hiding it anymore. That's the good news. Maybe the only good news out of
yeah.
But that is the good news. Maybe this country will finally wake up to see what has happened in academia. And it's not just elite academia. It's worse at the Columbias of the world, but it's spreading everywhere. There is a real contagion going on. There is a real problem in academia. We're raising a portion of a generation, not an entire generation and not the majority of the students, but who are completely radicalized. There is a percentage of that generation who's completely radicalized, do not understand history, understand fake history that they get from TikTok, and are, one, radicalized, and two, very easily manipulated. And that's what's going on.
Bill, the situation of percentages, you know, I always look at percentages regarding these protests, and we still don't have definitive numbers, but you know, when you look at students that actually attend these colleges and that of the rest of the protesters, which we know are organized groups, what percentage? I mean, it varies obviously as we go around to these campuses around the country, but there are students involved, correct? But kind of small numbers, no?
Well, relative to the total student population, they are small numbers, and that's why I said it's not the entire population of students. But among the students who are politically active, it's a much higher percentage. So only a certain percentage are politically active, but among the ones who are, it's a meaningful percentage. I can't put a number on it, but it's, you know, it's several hundred at a place like Cornell, probably 200 to 300. But it's a 20,000 or 17,000 student body. But 300 people gathered in the center of campus with bullhorns screaming can, you know, create quite a disruption, you know, far beyond their actual numbers. And that's what's happening everywhere, is that relatively, relative to the total student population, relatively small numbers of people are able to, you know, create a lot of havoc. And that's true in all revolutions. It's a small group, a small dedicated group can take over a society.
Well, that's what's happening, right? It's poisoning the minds, the radicalization taking place. Thus, what I've been calling it, domestic terrorism, this is a form of it, no?
Well, I think it is. I mean, I think, you know, obviously it depends how you define it, but for an administration that is worried about moms at school boards complaining about, you know, who's allowed in the bathroom, or moms at school boards complaining about the books that are taught to their kids, those warrant apparently FBI attention and serious concern from the Biden administration. But people who are tearing down American flags and putting up Palestinian flags, attacking people, breaking into buildings, that apparently merits very little attention from the Biden administration. I've seen nothing to indicate, you know,
well,
the federal government plans on doing anything.
And that was my next point, because any other strong leader would have got before the nation 9 o'clock last night, 15 minutes of complete denouncement. You got nothing. You got a ridiculous statement as usual from KGP, White House press secretary. You know what's even more telling, Bill, is a where's Chuck Schumer in all this? The highest ranking Jewish member on Capitol Hill. Where is he? You know, where's Chuck? Loves the camera. You know, give me a statement. You know, glasses firmly on bridge of nose. Read a piece of paper as always. But give me something. Nothing. It is unbelievable. And I'll tell you, if silence from those two alone, if that doesn't speak volumes, I don't know what does.
Yeah, I forget who said it, but said the most dangerous place in America is the place between Chuck Schumer and a TV camera. Okay, that's how aggressive he is. Where is Chuck? Chuck is nowhere to be found. He was very quick to run his mouth about how Israel needs a new government. He was very quick to stab Israel in the back that way. But now he's nowhere to be found. How amazing is that? In fact, very few Democrats. The only Democrat who has manned up this whole time is John Fetterman, the least expected person, who's been amazing. He's now the conscience, what's left of a conscience in the Democratic Party. So, yeah, where are the Democrats? You've got, you know, 15 to 20, maybe closer to 25 Democratic senators who've been pushing the U.S. to cut off arms supplies to Israel. You know, Chris Van Hollen out of Maryland, Murphy out of Connecticut, run their mouth all the time about cutting off arms supplies to Israel. Where are they? They're nowhere to be found in this. This should be a wake-up call for the American voting public that not only are the campuses corrupted, but so are about half of the Democratic senators who really are as radicalized as these people marching on the campuses.
And, you know, even a statement that came through from Chuck Levine, who was a high-ranking assembly member in the state of New York, Bill. You know Chuck. Chuck's on our show all the time. He basically praised the NYPD for their actions regarding Columbia, but did not, I had to read it a couple of times, did not denounce the overall premise, which is, again, another sign of an agenda from a political standpoint that is taking place in and around now.
Well, Democrat politicians have a problem. We were talking about percentages of the voters, of the students. These are small percentages of students on campuses, but they're a higher percentage of the Democratic activists. I mean, this is where, you know, being anti-Israel, being anti-American is the lifeblood of the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. And Democrat politicians who may themselves be decent people are afraid. They're afraid to speak up. They know that their offices will be occupied. They know that they will be harassed out on the street. Democratic Party has a major, major problem that they are unwilling to own up to, and the media is unwilling to hold them accountable for.
It's unbelievable. Talking with Bill Jacobson, Cornell Law professor, what's happening in and around right now, folks, including UCLA, with the protesters and the standoff and the encampments. It has permeated to Stony Brook. Obviously an agenda here. Let's not forget, Bill, what's happening in the Middle East with Hamas and Iran fueling a lot of these groups of protests. And let's never forget the center of it all regarding what's happening right now.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this, you know, Hamas, Iran, the Iranian Grand Ayatollah is constantly on Twitter praising the protesters here, constantly attacking the U.S. for cracking down on the protesters, as if protesters get treated well in Iran. They'd probably be executed by now if they did the same thing in Iran. This is, if we ever do get to the heart of this, I think we will find that a lot of this is foreign directed. That doesn't mean somebody from Iran is on the phone with some student at the campus. That's not what I mean. What I mean is that there are operatives, there are groups who are very sympathetic to the Islamic Republic of Iran. There are groups who I think get, you know, directions. The horn went out. The alarm went out. Start these protests. Start these things. They all happened very quickly. You know, there have been protests here and there for months, but all of a sudden, in a wave, they've all come and they all have the tents. And if you look at a lot of these encampments, not all of them, but many of them, the tents are all identical. somebody ordered tents for these protests. These are not tents where, you know, some student wakes up and says, hey, I'm going to go to a protest. Let me grab, you know, the tent I used last summer, you know, to camp out in the national park. No, that's not it. All the tents are brand new. They're all identical. Somebody is funding this. Somebody is coordinating this. And they're manipulating our campuses.
No, it's like the days, you know, the BLM clashes with the pallets that were being put in around with the bricks. I mean, listen, folks, this is very organized. Bill Jacobson with us. You know, here's the thing, and you mentioned a key word before, Bill, and that's alarm. I'm alarmed a little bit here. What could happen? A lone wolf mixed in with all of this, planning a more serious situation in and around. I mean, that is a real-life concern that has to be in play here. FBI, higher-ups, and everything else. But this is a situation in which you have to think about something of that nature.
Well, when you have people, you know, chanting for an intifada, which is a suicide bombing campaign, when you have people putting up posters and projecting onto buildings, glory to our martyrs.
Yeah.
That was projected on the side of buildings at George Washington University. That's been heard and seen and chanted in these recent tent protests. You know, there is an element there, whether it'll be one or two or three or five, who knows? But when you spend all day glorifying becoming a martyr, don't be surprised if somebody decides to become one. Remember, these are the same people who glorified and praised that poor soul who burned himself alive for no good reason, part of these protests. What was that, about a month ago or something like that? You know, somebody suffering, obviously, from depression and things like that. And they glorified him and they praised him all over the internet, all over social media, what a hero he was. If you have a movement that glorifies death, don't be surprised if they cause death.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Again, leadership matters. You know, out in California, where's Gavin Newsom? You know, he's the governor, right? Where's Kathy Hochul with all this that was going on at Columbia, NYU, now Stony Brook, your place up in Ithaca, Cornell, back in the day? I mean, where are our leaders? I mean, come on. The president, the commander-in-chief, 9 o'clock last night, get on the air. It's unreal. Make a statement. Announce it. Denounce it.
Yeah.
Where are you, Joe Biden? Chuck's a lost cause. We know Schumer's a lost cause. Needs to go, without question. Joe Biden, where are you? It's hard to believe. Nothing. You get nothing from him. You get some cockamamie statement from the White House. You know, you got Karine Jean-Pierre, who's reading from a loose leaf book on every question asked. It is unbelievable. Bill, I tell you, we've lost it.
Yeah, I mean, this should become a major election issue. Of course, the media is going to take it down. You already see the media stories about it. Republicans seize on protests to attack Biden. No, the issue is not that we're reacting to it. It's the issue is what's happening. You know, North Carolina is a swing state, and they just took down the American flag at UNC and put up a Palestinian flag. There's some frat guys came and put the flag back up, and now they're heroes. This could be a very important issue.
No, I think so.
You know, I'm not a political strategist, but if I were, I would say, get all this video, and there are your campaign ads.
No doubt about it. I mean, this disarray, you are giving a thumbs up on this stuff of what we're seeing around this nation. Elections are lost. You're right, 100%. You know, you want to tell me border economy, 1 and 2? Well, now you've got something else to throw into your arsenal. Okay? This. Because if you don't denounce, guess what? You're done. You're out. I mean, honestly. Your very job is to keep everybody in check, keep people safe. Anything but from what I'm seeing here. God forbid we escalate in some sort of way here. God forbid. But it could happen, folks. I mean, you know, here's the thing. You got lone wolves and everything else. right now licking their chops as far as this whole thing is concerned. They have permeated the youth with this type of poison, radicalizing messaging. It is hard to believe that we have zero leadership in this country. Zero. Hard to believe. And you know something? Republicans are hell-bent on trying to remove a Speaker of the House with all this going on.
I mean, if we had a Republican Party in Congress that had, you know, half a bit of sense, we'd be much better off. All they're doing is shooting each other. You know, the circular firing squad. It's ridiculous. You know, now we're down to, what, two seats in the House? That's how incompetent the Republicans in Congress are. And frankly, the Republicans being so incompetent is probably Joe Biden's best chance for reelection.
Listen, I'm running out of words. Running out of words, but we'll keep watching. Bill Jacobson, Cornell Law Professor. Professor, great having you as always. We'll keep an eye on things. Look forward to the next time.